Yeah, Safely Home, as some know who have read it, is a novel that is a story of an American businessman reunited with a friend that he went through Harvard with, who was a Chinese, and who they've lost touch with each other from 20 years ago. Li Chuan, the Chinese man, goes back to China, been fielding the American businessman, is very successful, and now is traveling to China, and through the events of the storyline, they hook up with each other again in China, and they show the different ways that their lives have gone. The American being one who has become extremely materialistic. He had professed a faith in Christ in college. Li Chuan, who has become a dynamic Christian, but who is living in poverty and who's gone to jail. He's involved in a house church, in illegal underground church in China, all of that. But it's their story as they reconnect and you see the different things in their life. And what inspired me, actually, was that my friend Ron Beers, a publisher at Tyndale House, sent to me a copy, not a copy, but a painting from Ron DeCiani, also my friend, that's the painting that's in Safely Home that has the martyr standing before the Lord being welcomed into heaven. And they had it, so I hung it up in my office and they said, we want you to write a book telling the story behind this. And I said, well, what is the story behind this? They said, well, we don't know. Hey, that's up to you to tell that story. So I looked at that painting every day, and finally they won me over. The Lord pulled me to say, I'm going to write a story about this, and that's actually how that book came about.